Not just summertime, but God is good. What?
All
of the time, man. All of the time, God is good. Oh, man, we see he let us make it through 22. We here, right? You're out there. Are you still alive? Everybody ought to say, thank the Lord.
Thank the Lord.
For getting us to this point. Now, we might not make it through 23. We don't know. But we got 22 behind us.
Yes, we did.
Praise the mighty name of Jesus. I don't know about you, but every day is precious. Every day of life is precious. And we take life for granted. You know, somebody laid down last night. They didn't get up this morning. But we made it, didn't we? Thank the Lord. Let's enjoy worship. How about that? If you're out there listening to it, you're not a member of the Church of Christ, you are a very honored guest. If you're here, you're honored guest. You're listening to us on Facebook Live or YouTube or whatever those mediums are we have. We want to welcome you to our worship services. Amen. Amen. But you experience a New Testament pattern of worship where we sing, don't we, y'all? Without the help of mechanical instruments and music. We don't need no guitars and drums and all that. Somebody said, well, that sounds good. Well, it's not authorized by God, though. See, it's always good to do what you want to do, but what you want to make sure of, God said it was okay.
That's right.
No matter what you do in life, make sure God says it's okay. Just do what's right. That's this afternoon, though. That's the next sermon I'm going to do. I forgot. I'm getting all mixed up here. Now, but taking the Lord's Supper, all that's part of the new way. Amen. That's the title of my sermon. Try the new way. New way. How many of y'all made your resolutions? I mean, Lucians. I mean, Lucian. You know how people make, you know, come on, I'm going to lose weight. They ain't going to keep eating. They ain't going to lose a pound. Yeah, I've been eating just like that for 30 years. Still eating pork. And hog maws and chillings. How many of y'all like chillings? Black eyed peas. They say that's prosperity, don't it? You're supposed to eat those on New Year's. How about y'all? Some greens, what that for? More money. Y'all believe that lie? I've been eating greens all my life. Still ain't getting no more. Yeah, Church of Christ. We be listening to stuff, act like we believe in that stuff, and then go right through that tradition. Yeah. Now, I'm going to eat some good greens, but that's okay. Ain't got nothing to do with your money. Y'all need to believe the Bible over that stuff your mama told you. Yeah. Good to be back. I had a good time. Enjoying my time off. Boy, I needed that. Whew. Thank you, Brother Stroud. And all those James, all those who filled in for me. Y'all miss me?
Yes, I did.
I hope you did. Oh, my God. Out of 15 years, you ought to miss me if I'm gone a little bit. Praise God. I'm all right. Brother Brooks, all right. I ain't crazy. Somebody asked, Brother, are you okay mentally? I've been okay mentally. Ain't nothing wrong with my mind. Y'all crazy. I mean, somebody else crazy. Just let's set the record straight on that one. I told y'all, here's how you know I'm crazy. When I stop preaching one church, call the doctor. When I stop preaching baptism for remission of sin, send me to the doctor. Yeah, go ahead and put me on what floor over there, crazy folk. I'm crazy. Amen. But making good decisions by getting rest ain't crazy. That's good sense. That's wisdom.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, you have a stroke, Miss Ryan. And you let folk make you have a stroke. Can't let your folk run your life. You got to run your own life. Know when your limits are.
Amen.
Yeah, sometimes you need to take a break. That's why some of you messed up now. You don't know when to shut down. Amen. Shut down sometimes. You messed up your whole life, your marriage, your family, everything. You sit down and spend time with your wife.
That's it.
Yeah, put that phone up. Oh, they don't want Brooks to out. I'm back. And he said, Brooks meddling. Well, that's the truth. That's the truth. Isn't that true? That phone down and spend some time with your wife. Yeah, that's right, that's right, that's right. Now, I'm just trying to get warm back up. I ain't been in pulpit in a while. So that's good stuff, huh? If you're on the call, if you're listening today, and you're not a Christian, you need to be a Christian. You need to be a Christian. You got to believe, though, in the Bible. How many of y'all believe the Bible?
Amen.
The Bible is right, what?
Every word
of the Bible is right. Jesus said he died on the cross. We didn't see that, but we believe it, don't we? Yeah, we believe the blood he shed, it washed your sins, and we're in baptism. I ain't going to see no blood in the water, but I believe it. Why? Faith coming by what? Hearing by the word of God. If the Bible said it is right, yeah, you need to be baptized. You're kicking against the Bible. I don't believe in baptism. Well, you don't believe in the Bible. That's your problem. Yeah, you're going to mess around and miss heaven. Unbelievers? That's what's wrong for. I don't believe in one church. You're an unbeliever. See, you're talking about, you're running around here talking about, I love Jesus. He said, if you love me, keep my commandments. Mm-hmm. He said, this you do in remembrance of me. Are you drinking the Lord's Supper every Sunday? Talking about you love the Lord. He said, I know how you love me. If you do what?
Keep my commandments.
Do what I told you. If I say he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, believe and be baptized. You're running your lip. You're running your lip. You got to go back to the script. Mm. Yeah, that's what you need. Go back to the script and quit running your lips. Mm. Just talking a whole bunch of hot air. Mm. There are folk out there doing that. A lot of the preachers running hot air. A lot of preachers out there. I hope they listening to me. Running a bunch of hot air telling folk what they want to hear. Yeah, every time, home going, sir, every funeral you go, I can see him now in heaven. You know you lying. You ain't seen nobody nowhere. Why would they lie like that? Folk, amen. Praise the Lord. Lying? That lying. All right. Y'all think it's a good time, New Year's a good time to make change?
Sure.
Yeah. You know, sometimes you got to look at your life. And you say, man, what have I done that's worked? Right? Mm-hmm. What am I doing that I've been doing over and over and over and still haven't worked? Well, that's old, right? It's a good time to think about the new way. Right, man, a new husband, a new wife. Amen, somebody. A new faithful member of the Lord Church. A new giver when it comes. You've been giving dollars all your life to the Lord. When you gonna pick up your giving? The old didn't work. A lot of y'all stuck in your old ways. You're never going to get no better. Don't know how to forgive. Mm. Amen. Been an unforgiver all your life. That's why your relationships are messed up. Don't know how to love. Try it new. How many of y'all need to try something new? Every one of us. Sometimes you got to look back. Whatever's not working is not working. You got to try something new. Is that right, Church of Christ? Say amen if I'm right about it.
Amen.
Yeah, so this is a good time to do it. So anybody feel like they're in a rut? I mean, you're in the same old place, January 2023. You was at last year, January 2022. Same old attitude. You're no different. You're nothing but a troublemaker. You've been a problem all your life. You ain't trying to change nothing. Mm-hmm. And you done heard something like this over and over. Quiet? Why are you getting quiet? Because I'm talking about folks. Who are not changing, you got to change. Amen. You got to make some changes in life. Amen. Sometimes you got to look at your way and you got to understand what you're doing. You're not productive. You're going backwards and you need a new start. Anybody in the room like that? Well, you can't see yourself unless you look in the mirror. There's some people I know been troublemakers in the church ever since I known them. They still ain't changed. They're the same people I met when I came here. So, what are you saying, brother? I'm telling the truth. I ain't the only one know it. Anyone been around you know it. Amen, somebody. Amen. Yeah, some of you ain't changed. Been unfaithful all your life. A.M. service only. Morning on. That's it. That's good enough for you. Come and get your communion on Sunday morning. Afternoon service. You ain't going to get on. I don't do conference call. No, you're unfaithful. You do what you got to do to serve the Lord. Well, go somewhere else. Don't sit at home because you don't like conference call. Well, go to a building somewhere. Quit lying and making up excuses. Right. You've been an AM service worshiper all your time as a Christian. That's why you're not growing. You don't stay for Bible class. When you gonna change? When you gonna stop going out after worship and go straight out and never stay for a Bible class? That's the way you been. He said, Brother Brooks, you fussing, know I'm pointing out some things. Mm-hmm. So at what point do we look at our lives and say, but I need to change this part of my life to do better, to be better? How many of y'all want to be better in life?
Amen.
You got to want to be better in order to be better. Amen. You're going to be the same old person you are until you make some change. And so in Mark chapter 2, I thought I'd go here just for the point. You get the primary application I'm trying to make here today is that this is a new year, but it's a new time. It's a new opportunity to make a look at yourself. Take a look. I'm taking a look at myself. Amen. And I'm going to make some changes. You'll hear about it. You probably already have. Your folk talk. Yeah. They tell it. Matthew chapter 2, verse 21, he said, no man
also soweth a piece of new cloth on an old garment.
Now, how many of y'all know anything about sewing clothes? Yeah. What's the difference between new cloth and old cloth, sisters? One of them shrunk, right? Y'all ain't going to help me this morning, huh? Y'all already upset because I tell you you wasn't doing right? Old cloth, been already washed, has done what? Shrunk. You put new cloth on it, what's going to happen? It's going to expand. What's going to happen? It's going to shrink, right? Mm-hmm. And it's going to tear the old. Watch this. This is Jesus' teaching here. He said, now, else the new piece that fill it up, take it away, what? From the what?
From the old, and the rent is made worse.
And the rent mean tear is made what?
Worse.
Now, Jesus used a parable. He's really dealing with them. I'm not dealing so much with what the Pharisees were doing under Judaism, that Old Testament law. What he was dealing with, I'm trying to make it application by changing life. He's dealing with the Old Testament versus new, and I'm going to do a little of that. But what I want you to leave with today is that you need to understand life is not promised past today. It's just a vapor. Isn't that right? That period how? And then what? Vanishes away. You got to start looking at your life day by day. He said, now look here. He said, and the rent is made worse. Some things, if you don't change, it's going worse. It's going to get worse. Listen to what he says now. Listen to him. He said, no man.
And no man putteth new wine into old bottles.
Now, don't go back to last night. We ain't talking about drinking. We're talking about, he's saying. Now, I used to drink that Mad Dog. How many of y'all had some of that Mad Dog? MD 2020. Thunderbird. Look at Brother Kirby. Brother Kirby getting thirsty now. He thinking back that. Thinking back that Thunderbird. Hey, man. Like, yeah. Hey, what's the word, Brother Brooke? Thunderbird. Hey, what's the price? 20 twice. Yeah, 50, boy. It was cheap back then. $1 for, what's them talking about? Is that a pint or a half pint? That tall bottle. Ain't nobody gonna help me this morning. I think that's a fifth, isn't it? Yeah, they can get a fifth. Cecilia, y'all know you ain't doing no third. Cecilia said, no. Don't come this way, bro. You gotta go way back to catch you on that one. How many of y'all go, all we gotta do is go back to last night? Hmm. See, now she said you gotta go way back. You gotta go way back, bro, catch him on that one. Mm-hmm. 30 plus years, probably. More than that now. But some of y'all went last night, didn't you? Yeah, you want. See, people want you to be, they want you to let them, you know, your folk want you to go along with things. You know, and preach, you can't just go along with stuff. You know, you know, right. Now, how many of y'all believe that if that was a Budweiser, I'm gonna have any influence on you as I talk to you from the Bible? I ain't drinking it. What's the problem with it? What did Budweiser represent?
What it represents.
What does this represent? Now, if you see me drinking that, what you going to think of me? See, the drinking ain't the sin. The sin is drunkenness. But this expediency. Mm-hmm. It's not wise for me to be up here talking about God with a glass of wine. Mm-hmm. Because I'm getting ready to ruin possibly take away my influence to save your soul. You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You got to deal with the law of expediency. Some of you gonna lead your children down that direction. I know. You want it to be okay. And I understand. I know what you're saying. But the thing about it is, you gotta understand there's influences by the things we do. Examples that we set and the people that affects. And a lot of people, children are affected by their life. Way they live, what they did in their life, how they talk when they're home. You know, a lot of you hear repeat conversation when people curse a lot. They're around mom and daddy to curse a lot. Guess what little children start doing?
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
What happened? What influenced them? It was what was set before them. They're like drinking anything else. It don't just stop there. It's everything. Yeah. What you want your influence to be? Yeah. Well, daddy did it. Mama did it. That don't make it right. Mm-hmm. Now, he said, no man put new wine in old
bottles.
else the new wine burst the bottles, and the wine is spilled.
Yeah. And the bottles will be marred, but new wine must be put into new bottles.
Now, what it means, you know what's called fermentation, right? Just regular grape juice, typically. It has to set up and ferment when it expands, when it ferments. So the new wineskin was like bottles they pour the wine in, and then when it ferments, it expands. So what he's saying, new wineskin provides the strength to stretch. And wine got old and fermented. It will, if you put it in that new, it's going to bust it. Got it? That makes sense?
Mm-hmm.
He said, put new wine in old skins. Old skins that already been stretched. See, the word I'm dealing with here is old and new. And Jesus, when you look at Colossians chapter 2, and go over there get that. But what he's telling them in Hebrew, I'll do a little of that, Hebrew 9:14, but I want to come back to my main application about all of us got to look at the old and see what we need to do new. Listen to what the book said, Colossians 2:14. He said, blotting out the handwriting ordinances, what?
That was against us.
That was against us, contrary to us. He took it out of the way,
nailing it to the cross.
So Jesus, see, nailed the Old Testament to the cross. See, a lot of people today want to live on the Old Testament. That's why they have the instrument of music, their choirs, and they talk about tithing and things like that. That's old law. That's Old Testament. Jesus nailed it to the cross. That's why we don't hear no bulls and goats to worship. Yeah, yeah. See, yeah, that's what David's like. David used it, right? David lived under a different law than you. We are under the new law, the New Testament law. David didn't take the Lord's Supper. Why? That law wasn't in effect. Yeah. The Jesus nailed it to the cross. Hebrews 9:14. Listen. Whatever you do conceptually, this application is this. You got to look at what's the purpose of staying with what's old. What was the intent of the old? The intent of the Old Testament served this purpose. Your old way, has it served this purpose? To make you a better person? Are you a better man? Are you a better woman? Because you look at the old and you change it up new? Are you a better father? Are you a better mother? Are you a better worshiper? Are you more faithful now? So what are you saying, bro? What I'm saying is clear. You understand what I'm saying? Did it serve its purpose? Or do you need to make change? Well, the Old Testament served this purpose and Jesus brought a new one in because he said there needed to be change. Then he said, notice that. He said, Hebrews 9:14.
How much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God.
Mm-hmm.
And for this call.
For what call?
He is the mediator.
The cause of change. He became the mediator of a new way. Called the New Testament. Then he said that what? By means of death.
For the redemption of the transgressions that were under the first testament.
They which are called.
Might receive the promise of eternal inheritance.
Now watch what he said now. For where a testament is, there must also of necessity be what?
The death of the testator.
So all of you, if your name is on somebody's will and testament, you cannot receive the benefits of that will until that person what?
Die.
Exactly. You understand that? Mm-hmm. You cannot. So that's what he was simple to understand. He was saying that Jesus had to die to start this new way. See, Jesus came to give us a new way. A new day, a new worship, amen.
Mm-hmm.
A new plan of salvation. It's new. And Jesus said, I am the way, the truth and the life. What? No man coming to the Father, but by me. So when we start looking at it, you got to look at any of us who want to get to heaven, got to understand the only way to get to heaven is through this new way, this New Testament way. Mm-hmm. That's what Jesus did. He stopped the old and he started a new one. That's simply all you need to know. Like the old lady that I came here, I remember one time when I first came to Holland Heights, we were doing outdoor preaching. And I appreciate Jane because he reminded us. Y'all heard him say, y'all forgot all them time we was in the parking lot and we lost our zeal or what? That was a good lesson, man. Appreciated that. I thought he brought back some memories.
Mm-hmm.
Time to go back to work. Yeah. Yeah. So the old lady was, she was standing right there. I had a boy. Y'all used a boy back then. And I was teaching the difference between Old Testament and New Testament. She had heard me on the radio. That's back when Ricky was doing the radio, you know. And he would put me on CD, go on the radio. She had heard me. And so she said, I was out in the parking lot. We was out there, one of the ministers too, a preacher. And boy, I said, Brother, come over here. I said, what's the problem? I said, late old lady and got off the bus. She said, she heard you on the radio. I said, oh, yeah. Let me go meet her. So I met her. She met me. She, brother, I've been listening to you. I wanted to come over and over here today and be with y'all. I said, oh, thank you. Thank you, sir. You know, I always do a VIP. I always remember those Church of Christ folk. Let me tell y'all something. Some of y'all get tired of the old basic plans of salvation. A lot of people ain't never heard that before. You know that? As members of the church, the gospel should never get old to us. It should never be a sermon preached that the people ain't told what to do. Shame on a preacher that'll preach a sermon and don't tell the people what to do to be saved. Shame on him because he forgot why he's in the pulpit. You forgot why Jesus died on the cross. It should be not one sermon that you don't tell people what to do to be saved. Not one. And if it done got old to you, you done lost your, focus. Because you had to hear it for the first time. Amen. Everybody deserved to hear what to do to be saved for the first time. Preach, Brother Brooks. I am. I'm doing pretty good. I think I'm doing all right this morning. That's good sense. And then, so I done heard that before. He need to give us something deep. That's your problem. You always want something deeper, and you ain't got out of shallow water yet. Can't swim in no deep water when you don't even know how to make it in the shallow water yet. You want something deeper. You're amazing me, folks. I need a preacher. And then you don't get hung up on the Brother Brooks is the preacher. If he ain't there, I ain't going. Something wrong with that. You get hung up on the truth. Not the man. He'll let you down. Get hung up on the truth, and you'll be all right. Preach, Brother Brooks. Huh? So anyway, back to the story. She was out there. I was teaching old difference between Old Testament and New Testament. I said, well, now here's how you do it. Let's say it like this. Now, if you drive, how many of y'all got driver license, right? You got driver license? Okay. So there, you drive license and the speed limit on the freeway is 75 miles an hour. Something. Amen. What you gonna drive? What if you go 76? You broke the what? You supposed to know law if you got your license, right? Mm-hmm. Right. So you need to. So the legislator, they come and say, well, 75, too many people getting killed. We're going to drop it back to 55. Now you drive 75. You see the sign say 55. And them lights come on. Guess what's going to happen? You're going to get a ticket. Why? Because you should have known the law. Right? You want to get to heaven? You better know which law to follow. There you go. So I told Ole, I said, now you can keep driving 55 and stay on that Old Testament, or you can know Jesus came to start the law of 75. You can drive 75, or you the new law is 55. That's New Testament. And so she was at the back. At the end, I extended the invitation, and here she comes. She was on a walk. Some of y'all may remember. Vanda, you remember her, don't you?
I remember.
Yeah, she passed, too, about a couple years after. Anyway, she came walking out. Well, idea when you see old folk coming at you like that. Yeah, but you respect them. It'd be like some of y'all walking toward me. I said, Lord, what's she finna say now? Y'all, some of these old women know who I'm talking about. Here she comes. Yeah, but here she come down the aisle. Boy, she walking on that walk, come down through there. And I was about right here. And she said, Brother Brooks. I said, oh, man. Yes, ma'am. She said, can you baptize me? I said, yes, ma'am. She said, I don't want no ticket. She wasn't no crank, was she?
No.
She understood she had to change from the Old Testament to the New. She wasn't taking a Lord's Supper. She was going out the instrument. She grew up in the Baptist church like I did. I mean, my belief system based on what the Baptist people, good people in the Baptist church. Don't y'all know that? It's some mighty good people in the Baptist church. But the Baptist church ain't in the Bible. That ain't got nothing to do with the people. But it got something to do with the book, what the law say. Now, if it's in the law, we do it. If it ain't in the law, we don't mess with it. We'll touch it. You're going to get a ticket. Run around, call your preacher reverend. God's the holy reverend in his name. Boy, that you don't been doing that all your life. It's time to change that. The Bible said, holy reverend is God named Psalm 111, verse 9. Matthew 23, run around calling your preacher, Father. Jesus said, call no man. The new way, you call no man Father. That's what he said. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Roman Catholic, Baptist, Methodist. You know, you understand that? None of those in the, none of those churches in the Bible. And folk, now you upset on you. Why are you upset? You upset because you don't like the fact that there's a law. Now, if it's in the law, we preach it. If it's not in the law, we leave it alone. Amen. You don't get a ticket. Why y'all so quiet looking at me funny? Now, how many of y'all understand? I was thinking about people need to change. Why change an old something new? Why about a new beginning? Right? I mean, what about a new direction for you in life? I mean, haven't you tried that stuff? You done tried the alcohol. You done tried the drug. You done tried 3-4 wives. I mean, when you going to settle down one wife? You keep changing. You got your 3-4 husbands. Now, what? Something wrong with a woman. There's something wrong. You done had 5 or 6 husbands. I mean, sometimes you got to look. What am I doing wrong? I don't need to divorce the next one. Selections of male, of females and males in your life, relationships. You understand, if you've been hanging out with a thugs and you, every boyfriend you get don't work out because he go, and you trying to be a Christian, he's trying not to be a Christian, you need to rethink how you look for men. You done had them thugs before. It didn't work. Sister? I didn't say people couldn't change. There are some people who have made change and they were like that, but they're not like that no more because they saw the old thing working, they're new. Now, if you got you a new man that's done made his change, you need to be thankful for him. But if you got a man that ain't made a change in his life and he's the same old man he's been beating you. He's been doing all the things you've seen. And now you didn't want a divorce, but you know the Bible says you can't divorce unless he committed adultery. Hey, but he's the same old man. But then you got the man that used to be the man, and you keep reminding him of who he used to be rather than thanking for who he is. Appreciate his change. Amen. Just like the women. Mm-hmm. Right. You might have that woman who's that nag, that drip, 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 drip. You know, that's the Bible. Solomon talked about a woman who a nagging wife, like a dripping faucet. Every time you turn around, they dip, 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 dip. At some point, sis, you're going to have to stop dripping. You got everything wrong. Man can't do nothing right. Drip, dip, 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 dip. When you going to change? Y'all ready for me to go back on vacation? Yeah. But that's good. Attitude. I was thinking about people with attitude. How many of y'all know people with attitude? You just don't want to be around because they always got negative. Yeah. Everything's negative. Man, are you ever become positive? Do you know the difference between optimistic and pessimistic? I mean, let me do the big words. But you always negative. Every time something don't go right at the church, here you are. When you gonna see the good? When you gonna change and start walking by faith? Yeah. Everything ain't doomsday, Church of Christ. Yeah. Just because it don't look right in your sight, remember who's looking at the whole. God is the helicopter of the parade of our lives. He know what's going on in this church. And he know who's who and who's doing what. Amen. Mm-hmm. So when do you become a positive influence in people? When do you say things that are faith-based statements? Oh, I don't know how we're going to make it. What about with God, all things are possible? Yeah. When you make that change? Yeah. I think about attitude. You know, I fuck with mindset. Where do you get that mindset at? That you got to be, just tear up the church. When you get the mindset to get out the way so the church don't get broke. If I'm a problem, remove myself. Shouldn't be told. Now, you know what you're doing. You know when you're doing it, how you're doing it. What happens to the mindset of do what's best for the Lord's kingdom? Do what's best for the other man, the fellow man. What about loving your neighbor as
yourself?
Yeah. What about loving your enemies? That's a change of mind. See, some of you can't forgive even your own family members because you see them as the enemy, as the bad person, rather than somebody who needs forgiveness. I ain't got you on that one. What about hope? You know, time. You know, do you have any hope of eternal life? I mean, at what point do you say, you know what you're doing is sinful, right? You know it's willful. And you know you can't make the heaven living the way you are, or doing the way you are, or acting the way you are, or being the way you are. When do you see yourself enough to say, I need to make change so I can make heaven? I have a hope of going to heaven. I know, y'all. But there's a lot of things I had. I just stopped. But it's like, to me, it's like, it's common sense stuff. Right, we start looking at a new year in a new way. What's common sense says to me? Do I need to stop and look at myself? Why? Who, at the end of the day, who am I going to hurt? I'm going to hurt Tommy Brooks if I don't stop and look at what I'm doing. At the end of the day, when my head pressed the dying pillow, who did I hurt? Huh? If I miss heaven, who did I hurt? Me. Who did it? You. Why did you do it? You couldn't see the need for change. Who see the need for change in this new year? Do you need to be a better wife, better husband, a better daughter, a better son to your mom and dad? Huh? Do you need to be a better servant for the Lord's kingdom? A better sister in Christ? What change? Is anybody in this room thinking about, man, I need to make a change? Who is this sermon up for? Who is it about? You know, I can tell you who it's about. You want me to answer that question? It's about me, Tommy Brooks. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What? You talking about you? Yeah, because you can't talk about you. Because if you saw what I saw, you would see you and not me. Because you can't change me. And I can't change you. So it's useless, it's meaningless, it's vanity. It's a vexation of the spirit to try to make me change. How do we make this church better? You change. If every one of us make change where we need to make change, the church is better. The house is better. The home is better. The relationships are better. The marriage is better. In a marriage, it takes two. No one person is all wrong. Huh? Hey, well, he need to change. No, you need to change. If what part of, and that's what happened when they come to counseling. I asked, I said, well, rather than talk about the other person, tell me what you, if you made one change right now, what would it be that would help your marriage? What would that one change be? Well, I ain't asking about what she need to do. I'm asking about what would you have to do right now? What brought y'all to my office? What would you have to do right now to make this marriage better? Well, I think if I just listen more. Okay, you knew that now. Now you know. Do it. if I hold them feet to the fire, they can both. And they said, she said, well, you know, brother, he been. I didn't ask you what he been like. Just answer the question. I know I talk back to him. I shouldn't do it. Well, then don't do it. No, that's why you're in my office. Stop talking back. Hard head. Oh, Brother Brooke. No, that's the truth. No. See, people are not, it's always easier. Oh, Brother Brooks did it. No. Brother so-and-so, she did. What did you do? No. See, some of y'all married, tore all up because you can't see you. Yeah, don't fold your arms up now, because you know I'm talking about you. Uh-huh. See, when folk don't want to hear it, they fold their arms. Yeah, shoe fit, what? Amen. Put that thing on, man. Because you got to make some changes. That's what Brother Brooks talking about this evening. I'm saying this morning is that it's time for change. That's why I said, well, Brother Brooks, I've been in the church 40 years. Well, maybe you need a renewed mindset then. Romans chapter 12, the new people who are not members of church, you need to be a new man. You get born again of the water and the spirit. Jesus said you got to be born again. You got to be a new creature. New creature in Christ, 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 17. You got to be a new creature. That happened when you get baptized. That's the beginning of becoming a Christian. That's the new man. The old man got to die. Then you got the Christian who's been Christian all your life. You've been in the church a long time, but your mindset is the same. Romans chapter 12 and verse 1. The Bible says what? You ain't gonna read, you done got into my sermon now. You didn't go to sleep or what did you do? I got you. Give me one more scripture. I'm going to let you have it after that.
All right.
Give me Romans 12.
All right, I got you.
I tried to get old Harold to sit up here with Harold. Said, man, so I'm taking off running. He didn't want to read for me this morning. Harold, y'all pray for Harold, because he need to learn how to read for me. Harold, I said, are you going to read? Said, no way, man. I'm out of here soon. I get through this. He said, I'm going to take off running. That's a shame, Harold. If I need you, man, you need to learn how to sit down here like Kirby and take a little of this abuse. Mm-hmm. Romans 12, 1, what the book say?
I beseech you, therefore,
brethren. What did Paul say? I beseech you what?
Therefore, brethren,
uh-huh,
by the mercies of God,
yeah,
that you present your bodies a living sacrifice,
uh-huh,
holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable.
Now, here's what you do for the new year. Go ahead and present your body to God as what?
A living.
Make your sacrifice, sir, the Lord in this new year. How many of y'all want to do that? Yeah, that'd be a good move. Be a good move. Then he said, watch this here. Verse 2.
And be not conformed to this world.
Don't conform to this world.
But
be
transformed.
You got to transform, change.
By the renewing of your mind.
You got to rethink it. Rather than get mad at me because I called you out, think about what's going to happen if you die in your sin. Right. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
So what did Brother Book say? I'm saying Jesus said this. There is a new way and a new opportunity for all of us. And he said, go into the world and preach what? The gospel to every creature. He that believe in it is what?
Baptized
shall be
saved.
That's what Jesus said. Anybody want to start out 2023, right? If you haven't obeyed the gospel, you need to do it. You need to be baptized. You need to believe what Jesus commanded. That is for you to be to believe that he died on the cross. Believe that he suffered and shed the blood that washed your sins away in baptism. Revelation 1:5 tells us that blood will wash away your sins. Yeah. Acts 22:16 says, arise while tarriest thou, be baptized, wash away your sins, calling on the name of the Lord. You got to be baptized to get a new beginning. You got to be. And then the Lord adds you to the new church. What church is that? The only one in the Bible, the church of Christ. That's in the New Testament. Salute one another, holy kid. The churches of Christ salute you. Somebody get Mark 7 and 7. Somebody said, brother, I've been like this all my life. Well, maybe it's time for change. Then Mark 7 in verse number 6. Watch that in verse 6. Well, did Isaiah prophesy of you hypocrites? That what he called them? Well, he said, what did he say?
He answered and said unto them,
uh-huh,
well, hath Isaiah prophesied of you hypocrites?
Yeah.
As it is written, this people honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from
uh-huh,
me.
Uh-huh, and then he went.
Howbeit in vain do they worship me.
He said, in vain they worship me.
The commandments of men.
The commandments of men. Read.
For laying aside the commandment of God, you hold the tradition of men as the washing of pots and cups.
You washing pots and cups the way your mama did.
And many other such like.
You're going to the church that your mama went to. You're going to lay aside the commandment of God and hold on to your tradition. Amen. You've been calling them reverend. You've been born of Abraham, died of Bethany. Really? That was what Jesus just said. For full well rejecting what?
The commandment of God.
You
may keep your own tradition.
You want to continue in your way, but there is a new way. Oh, is that right? There is a new way, you all. This is where we are in this thing. And some of us going to have to bump our heads over and over. I'll give you the story here at the close. Some teacher, I don't know if it's biology or whatever. But anyway, he was doing an experiment. He had a shark and put it in a tank, dropped that shark in there, and he throw some bait, what they call it, fish bait in there. Mm. Bait. You know, and them little fish, the big fish and the little fish, bait fish. Is that right, children? Mm. That's what they call bait fish. Now, we get them shrimp, don't we? We try to get that trout. We get that shrimp boy, put that bait, that shrimp boy, that trout, go at him, boy, man. That's how me and old Cherry, we hook him up. Because he's going to go after that bait. Y'all got it? Now, I'm getting ready to close. But, so he threw that shark in there, brother, for me, and he threw them bait fish, that shark in there, ate them up. He said, the students were watching. And he took a piece of plexiglass
and put it in the tank. Put the shark on one side of the plexiglass and the bait fish on the other side. He threw the bait fish in there, and guess what the shark did? He ran out of him, hit the fence, hit the plexiglass. Y'all already see the story, don't you? That shark kept on going after them baby, kept hitting that plexiglass. After a few times of doing that, old shark thought he'd stop being aggressive. He had bumped his head way too many times. It wasn't working, was it? So then the teacher, with the experience, he took the plexiglass out. And guess what the shark did? He dropped the bait fish, and the shark didn't even go out, right? Because he remembered he had bumped his. So he learned a new way, didn't he? Some of y'all ain't nothing but sharks. You done bumped your head over and over and over. But you ain't learned the lesson yet. The lesson is you can't keep doing what you've been doing. You can't keep drinking. You can't keep partying. You can't keep lying, cheating, and stealing. You can't keep being unfaithful to the Lord. You can't keep doing what you've done and tore up your home, your marriage. You can't keep doing what you've done and got you in prison. You can't keep doing those things.
That's right.
You done bump your head over and over and over. At some point, you learn the lesson. Who here need to learn the lesson? Who here need a new beginning in 2023? You do that, but you say, Brother Burke, I ain't never been baptized. Well, how many times are you going to bump your head over and over? Do what the Lord told you to do. Do we got the water ready today? I ain't been here in a while. Mm-hmm. There should be some water in there. Is that right? Mm-hmm. We got some water? Mm-hmm. We got clothes?
Yes, we do.
So if you're ready for a change, what you got to do is believe that Jesus died to give you that change, to give you that hope of change. You done bumped your head all these times. Can't 2023 be your time? Yeah. This is your day. This is your moment. This is your opportunity. God gave his son. His son hung, bled, and died on the Calvary. He suffered to give you a brand new start, to give you an opportunity. I'm asking today, who here in this audience that don't take the Lord's Supper every Sunday, but you better change that then? Who here that's not in the one church, you better change that? Who here has never been baptized? You best change that. You best change that, because Jesus said, if you die in your sins, where I am, you can't come. That's John 8:21-24. What members of the church need to repent? Ask for forgiveness. I mean, I ain't been all out. I wasn't all I was. Should have been last year in 22. I'm going to step it up. I want to step it up. Ain't nobody here like that. I'm trying to step up myself. I'll be the first one to tell you. Yeah, I'm trying to step up my act. How about you? Hey, amen.
Amen.
I ask God to forgive him for every shortfall I made in 22.
That's right.
I'm going to be the first one to ask. Who got the prayer? You got it?
Right.
Don't you forget, Brother Brooke. I was the first one to ask for prayer. Don't you pray for everybody else for me.
Right.
No, but you remember that. What I just said, that's important to me. Who like me can look back and say, you know, I could have done that differently.
See?
And I'm going to be different going forward. Huh? If you like that, and you're a brother in Christ, and you want to come stand up for me, you just come on. Say, I'm going to be one of them, brother. I'm going to stand up and be better.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to be begged to come. Say, I want to be better. I didn't do it all right. I got one already. We don't need but one of us.
Mm-hmm.
Is another brother here need to do that?
Mm-hmm.
Do your wife need to see you up front and say, I got to do better? I want to be a better man, better husband, better member of the Lord's church. Come another one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen. There ain't another brother who need to do that. There's one coming right here. I need to be better. Stand with me. Preacher can do it. Brother Brooks said, yeah, me. Me. If we understand that you got to look at yourself first.
Amen.
What about some sisters? I mean, what the church know about it? It ain't time for you to say, you know, I got to go up there too. I got to go try to make change. I'm going to be better this year. Anybody here want to be better? You ready to come up here, sister? Say, I want to take a different approach? There come one. Is there another mother in the audience that the children need to see it? Is there a mother? Is there a wife that the church needs to see? Your husband needs to see it. I want to be the better wife this time. 23, I'm going to be better. They coming. This is what we do. This is what honesty do. I'm that person. I'm that man. I'm that sister. There come another. There they come. Why? Because the message is for somebody. The message is for who? The message is for me. That's who. The who is you. But here's the thing.
Yes.
This lesson may be the last one. That God say, I've been trying to get you to change. Like the man who pushing his brother down the sidewalk in a wheelchair, tripped over in the ditch. He started throwing rocks trying to get cars to stop and open. Happened. Nobody would stop. There was a brick down there. The boy picked up the brick and threw it at the next car coming through, hit the side of it, and the man in the car stopped. He hit the brakes and backed up. He said, man, why are you hitting my car with that brick? He said, I've been throwing rocks all day. Nobody would stop. God's been throwing rocks. He done threw diabetes and through heart trouble. He done threw you in the hospital. He done threw you back. He done threw you in prison. He's been throwing rocks at you all these times, all these years. And Brother Brooks appealing with you to make a change for 2023. God said, okay, I'm going to send a brick this time. What if he said that? What if he said that? Do you want the brick? Don't you know God can throw the brick? What we want to do now? Look here. Move on over. Come on over, sister. Come on now. Everybody worried about the COVID. I'm going to tell you what you need to do. Not coronavirus. You need to be the sinronavirus. Yeah, all y'all infected. Every one of us sick. Yeah. Now, some of you need a social distance from some of these other sick people you've been around. This influenced you to do things you know you shouldn't have done. You've been influenced in the wrong way. Hey, so who got the song? Where you at, Anthony?
Yeah, I'm right here.
Here's what I want to do. I want to say, if there's somebody on this side, you need to come. Well, I want you to, we're going to come to the front today. You need to get baptized, you come to the front. You need to repent, come to the front. You want to make a change in your life, come to the front. Let's do it like that today. How about that? Right? What's the name of the song?
Lord, I want to be a Christian.
Can you change it just as I am?
Yeah.
It's just as I am. You come just like you are. You know what? I respect those folk who come. Here we go. Stand up. Go ahead and stand. What I want to do, if you're here today and you say, Brother, I need to get in that number, but you didn't have the courage to step, I want you to step on this song. We're going to give you a couple verses of song. And if you got a husband that you want to help, you want him to know you want to be, bring him with you. Got a wife? Bring her with you. So, baby, come on. Let's make this year a different year for her. Let's have a happy marriage. Let's have a blessed marriage, huh? Hi. Can we be a better congregation? Yes, what is it going to take? Is it going to take Brother Stroud changing, me changing, or all of us changing? Every one of us in this congregation are responsible for what happens here. So don't act like it's everybody else's fault. All of us at fault when we don't do what's right. So you going to sing a song?
Yes, sir.
Just as I am.
Yes, sir.
Just as I am. I want to do, if you want to come, just like you are, you come. Now, here's what I'm appealing to. Those who are not members of the Church of Christ, I want you to come be baptized. Those who are members of the Lord's church, but you haven't done what you know to do in 22, God may not give you 23. Take the opportunity. Confess your fault or ask for prayers if you need it. Come on now, let's do it as we sing.
Just as I am without one plea, but that thy blood was shed
somebody else. You ready? You ready? It's your time.
And
this is
going
to be your
year. Thy bid me come. Come, I
come to the respondent to the front. If they can say something, if they want to say something, they can. If they don't want to say something, they don't have to. They made a statement just by coming. But if you have to, we're going to turn it over to those who are responsible for to the. Now, if you're here and you get sitting there, and you start thinking, man, I need to do this right. It ain't never too late. You know what's too late? Die like that.